today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
When Jesus comes, Revelation 21, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. All things are passed away. There's a new pristine beginning in all of creation, that when the kingdom that is not yet becomes reality forever, forever, and forever. And then you could say, well, how can I know that I'm in the kingdom? How do you know right now if you're a kingdom man or you're a kingdom woman?
The truth is, your citizenship in God's kingdom is based entirely on faith. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young wraps up his message, The Kingdom of God, and encourages you to be an ambassador for God's kingdom as you invite others in. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment.
I want to personally invite you and your family to join me in Israel this November, Thanksgiving season, and watch the Bible come alive. We'll walk together where Jesus walked and experience the Holy Land from the Mount of Olives to the Sea of Galilee. This is a life-changing trip that you do not want to miss. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you this year together in Israel.
Before we get to Dr. Young's message, we have an exciting opportunity we'd like to share with you. We're getting ready to close the books on another financial year, and a generous donor has offered to match every gift up to a total of $75,000 to help end the ministry year strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to keep God's proven truth on the air and encouraging listeners like you in the new financial year ahead. This is such a vital need in today's culture, and we're asking for your help to ensure God's Word continues coming your way over the radio, television, and internet. So please don't wait. Take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give as generously as you can today. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Kingdom of God, Part 2.
The kingdom of God is like, and he lists all the different things the kingdom of God is like. What is a parable? What does it mean it is like? It's a little snapshot. Boop. If I were going to take a picture of this worship gathering here, I may not could get it all in one picture. I would say, this is a part of the worship. Boop. Here's the other part of the worship. Boop. Here's the orchestra. Boop. And you would... And that's what Jesus did. He gave these little snapshots so we could understand the different nature of the kingdom, all the different aspects of the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is
here.
That's exactly right. And look at some of the snapshots. 1 and 13, he talks about the soil, the parable of the soil. And he said the seed. The seed is the word of God. The seed is Jesus Christ that's being planted. By the way, you know that's my job. I'm a farmer. That's what I'm called to. I'm called to scatter seed. That's all I do. Did you notice that? I just throw seed out. I just scatter seed. What is that seed? It's supposed to be the truth of God. That's what we're all called to do in the gospel. We are to scatter seed. We're to scatter seed of the truth of God. You say, well, I'm doing it by my life. And some of us have used and have heard someone say, preach the gospel, if you have to, use words. Now, that sounds good, but it's not accurate. The background of that is, well, I'm preaching the gospel because I'm living a good moral life and you be like I am. Oh, no, the gospel has words. It has content. It calls for a commitment. It revolves around the creation and the fall and the redemption and the resolution of man. Oh, it moves on through. So the gospel has content. And so we are to be proclaimers of this gospel. And a part of it, that's what Jesus did in announcing what the kingdom was like. He said it was like soil. In a field in the day of Jesus, they would have a path that would divide one field from another field. And in this path, people would walk there and the dirt would be beaten and it would be hard as cement. So when the seed would be planted there, it wouldn't grow up. And he explains that. He said, that's a lot of people. Do you meet people and you talk about God and Christ and a new life and the joy that he gives, how he'll clean up their act and give them a fresh new beginning? And they just say, yeah, I don't get that. You see, we can become so hard and so cold that the truth of God, touched even by the Holy Spirit, there's rejection. Jesus said some will respond like that soil to the truth, to the message of the kingdom. He said others, there will be a different kind of soil, and they would have a rock, and over that rock would be a little thin layer of soil, and seed would have that, and that thin layer would be very rich, and the seed would begin to grow, but had no depth. It couldn't get through the rock, and it would die. We see people all like that in the church. You know, they come down and they accept Christ. They have a wonderful beginning. Well, their life is turned around. They have freedom. But about 3 months later, we say, what happened to Billy Bob? Have y'all seen him around lately? You know, what happened to him? Well, you know, he was so excited about the things of God, and he still comes, but he sits way in the side and has his head down. And you see what happened? He was like that thin soil, the seed of God's truth. Boy, it touched a spark in his life, but he doesn't stick around and grow and let the roots go down where he could flourish. Also, he said the seed is like soil that's full of briars, it's full of weeds, it's full of other things. That's the reason Jesus said it's so difficult for a rich person to go to heaven. It's like a camel going through the eye of a needle. It's impossible for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, but God can do it. Why is that? Because our lives are so cluttered, every one of us. We're going and we're texting and we're emailing and we're answering an appointment, and you ask somebody, how you doing? Well, I've never been this busy in my life. And what we're saying is, I've never been so important in any other point in my life. You know, we're going. That's the reason it's so hard to let Christ grow and deepen in our life. We're encumbered. We have so many worldly things going on. He said soil like that, that Christian never does grow. But he said then there is rich soil. Oh, that's when the seed is there, the truth of God in Christ, and someone begins to grow up. Then they talk about how little the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, the smallest of seed. We know it's not the smallest of seeds. In fact, the cypress seed in that day was smaller than mustard seed, but it was a proverbial statement, a proverb, as small as a mustard seed. He said that mustard seed is planted, and it grows and it grows and grows, a little thing, and becomes like a tree that birds can land in it. A small mustard seed. Have you ever noticed how small things begin and sometimes how big they end up? All the music that has ever been written all over the world begins with an octave, 8 notes. That's it. All the magnificent music of our choir and orchestra, 8 little notes in the octave, and look what puts together in all the wonderful harmony of the world. 8 little notes. Everything that's been written in literature, everything that's been written down in English comes from 26 little letters. That's all, just 26 letters. Little things. Mustard seeds grow and become, that's like the kingdom. And Jesus said someone was plowing a field and boop, they hit something. And what is that? And he gets down and digs it up. It's a treasure. And the man didn't expect that. It was unexpected. The kingdom was on him in the metaphor that is used here. And he went and sold everything he had to possess that treasure. Unexpected, it hit him.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's encouraging message, I'm sure you'll be excited to know that a generous friend has offered to double all gifts up to a total of $75,000 to help end our financial year strong by March 31. This doubling opportunity hits at just the right time, as it's vital we wrap up this year of ministry on solid financial footing in order to keep this program going strong, encouraging you with the proven truth of God's Word. Your support is critical to releasing every dollar of the matching grant before it expires on March 31. So please, if this program has impacted your walk with Jesus, please give today, knowing your support will be doubled to keep God's Word on the air for you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And you can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
We begin to understand the kingdom is now where God's will is being done. The kingdom is now when Jesus is Lord. If Jesus is Lord, there's obedience in your life and my life, and that obedience isn't tough.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of The Winning Walk. All those years ago, I never dreamed of the countless lives that have been reached with the good news of Jesus Christ through this ministry. From its humble beginning on a local TV station, I'd get up every Monday morning, go down to the station, and just speak into a camera. And now, we have a worldwide ministry seen around the globe. I want to say a sincere thank you to the many men and women that have partnered with us through the years to support this outreach. Your faithful prayers and regular financial gifts make this possible. This month marks the end of our fiscal year. Your gifts at this time are critical to help us as we plan ahead and how we can continue to reach people with the proven truth of God's Word. Now remember this. Every dollar, every penny that is given to The Winning Walk goes exclusively to buy airtime on radio and television. No other expenses, no salaries, nothing else. All the money given, we buy airtime to get this word out to the watching world. As The Winning Walk continues to make a difference for the kingdom, you can be a part of that work when you give. Maybe you never have. It'd be a wonderful time to say, I want to be a part of what they're doing through that particular ministry. It speaks God's truth to me. If that's you, thank you for being with us. And thank you for beginning right now to say, I'm going to invest in what God is doing in this particular Winning Walk outreach. As God has blessed you, let me tell you, you can be a blessing to others.
Now more of today's message from Dr. Ed Young, The Kingdom of God.
The same thing the king of Laos would say, you know, I don't know who to tax. So they came to an agreement and they said, look, if you find a family and they eat long grain rice and their house is on stilts and they have the symbolism in their house of serpents like in India, those are citizens of Laos. He said, by the same token, if you found a family and they eat short grain rice and their house is on the ground and they have symbols on their wall, dragons like the Chinese, then they are Vietnamese. And so they agreed to distinguish by their environment and their culture who they belong to. What kingdom they gave allegiance to. If I just pick somebody out here and say, bang, let's check on your residency in the kingdom of God, would there be ample proof to say, yes, that person is in the kingdom? See, Jesus says the kingdom is in here, the kingdom is out there. Jesus says, be careful, he says the kingdom is
here.
He says the kingdom is and he says, the kingdom is? In other words, the kingdom will come when Jesus comes and bring down the curtain of history, or when a Christian dies and goes home to be with the Lord. When Jesus comes, Revelation 21, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. All things are passed away. There's a new pristine beginning in all of creation. that when the kingdom that is not yet becomes reality forever, forever, and forever. Let me show you what we believe. Principles, look on your screen that we believe. Listen carefully. First, we believe that God is the creator of the world and the Lord of history. How many people believe that? Lift your hand. Be careful. Good. Second, we believe that God, through his providence, has acted within history and continues to do so. How many believe that? Be careful. Listen carefully. Third, we believe that Jesus Christ stands at the midpoint of history, giving meaning to all that preceded and meaning and direction to all that follows. How many believe that? Absolutely. Fourth, we believe that in Jesus Christ, a new age has dawned in human history. Fifth, we believe that history under the guidance of God is moving toward a goal in the future. How many believe that? Sixth, that goal is the consummation of history in the kingdom of God. How many believe that? You see, we've got it. We begin to understand the kingdom is now where God's will is being done. The kingdom is now when Jesus is Lord. If Jesus is Lord, there's obedience in your life and my life. And that obedience isn't tough. Man, a while back, I was trying to park my car, and I saw a place right up front. And I said, how lucky, how full. And I turned in there, and there was a sign. That sign says, reserve, no parking. This means you. You know, I got that. So I backed out. Was that tough? Was my rights infringed upon my freedom as an American? No. See, that was that's the principle there. That's where that's person's property. They reserved it for whomever, whatever. That's great. That's fine. See, if Jesus is Lord of your life, living up to the principles of Christian living is what we are to do. And then we're able to worship. He is Lord. I'm seeking to follow his principles. When I don't, I confess and I repent and I receive forgiveness, and then I'm able to worship. That's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is
here.
And the kingdom of God is
not
here. A lady loved the Lord. She memorizes scripture. All of her life, she memorized scripture over and over, verse after verse, line after line. Had a phenomenal giftedness in this area. And her favorite verse was 2 Timothy 1:12. For I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And when she was ill in the last half of her life, her family and friends would go and says, what is your scripture? And she'd say, for I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. What was she saying? She said, Jesus Christ is able to take her life, which he has committed unto him, that whatever happens, that she was in the kingdom, here or in the not yet kingdom, she had total confidence. And so as she got sicker, she began to forget some of those words. And she finally had on the words, committed unto him. They'd say, Mom, quote your passage. She'd say, committed unto him. Then as she got a little sicker, they would say, Mom, quote your passage. She would say, unto him. And finally, in the last days of her life, they'd say, Mom, quote your passage. And she would say, him. You see, the kingdom of God is here for her, and the kingdom of God is not yet for her. And it's all about him.
Today's message, The Kingdom of God, will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about an opportunity to help encourage more listeners like you with the proven truth of God's Word. People all over the world turn to The Winning Walk for Bible-based messages that help them walk closer with Jesus. And with our financial year ending on March 31, a generous donor has pledged to match up to $75,000 when friends like you give to help keep this program going strong. That means your gift today will be doubled to help reach more listeners with the proven truth of God's Word in the new year of ministry ahead. It's an opportunity to change lives that we can't afford to miss. So please call and give today to keep God's Word encouraging you and countless others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9222. 9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. And stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. We're back with The Winning Walk and Dr. Ed Young. And it's great to have him in the studio here today. Dr. Young, you talked today about some people who think a good moral life should speak for itself, that proclaiming the gospel can be done by merely living a Christ-like life. Share why this is inaccurate.
Well, first of all, no one can genuinely live a Christ-like life unless Christ is in them and the Holy Spirit is working in their life. And we live lives. We say, Holy Spirit, speak to me, break me, mold me, shape me, fill me. And that gives us the ability to live that Christian life. It's not trying harder. It's not doing more. It is surrender, 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 which I've said many, many times. The question is, if a good moral life is going to make it, how moral do we have to be? On a scale of 1 to 10, well, if I'm a 4, is that enough? If 10 is perfection, what about 6? Or what about 8? The truth is that moral living will not get us to heaven. Moral living, we become legalists. We become under the law. What is the purpose of the law in the Scripture? It is the diagnostician. We read the Ten Commandments. We see the moral standards. We say, Lord, I failed. I struck out. I fumbled. I'm not measuring up. And we confess that. And it is by grace that we have to score a 10. And Jesus Christ is the only one who's ever lived and scored a 10. And therefore, we receive him. The Father looks on you and me, think about it, as if we're Christ, as if we're perfect. Because he doesn't see the old, he sees the new. See, we become family, sons and daughters of God, in the sense that Jesus is the Son of God. So that's a magnificent truth that sort of overwhelms me. Christ looks at you and me in Christ. We are family, and therefore we can be confident of life now and life forever with him.
Dr. Young, how can we make God's kingdom come in our lives today?
You know, we pray that every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The more we follow Christ, the more we seek his will, his purpose for our lives, the more his kingdom come. The kingdom is coming, but yet the kingdom is already here. Where is the kingdom of God? Well, it's in heaven. Well, it's in church. It's here. No, the kingdom of God is wherever Jesus Christ is king. There's the kingdom. When Jesus Christ is king and Lord of your life, there's the kingdom of God. And therefore, the kingdom is already here. The kingdom will come in fullness and completeness after we leave this earth. But we pray thy kingdom come primarily. It is in this life when his will and his purpose for you and me are being lived out.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Thank you for tuning in. We hope the Holy Spirit spoke to you through today's message. A listener named Jeff recently shared how he was feeling abandoned, forsaken, and unloved. His anger at God was keeping him trapped in those feelings, but the Holy Spirit was able to reach Jeff through the Winning Walk, reminding him of the freedom available through repentance. That's the impact your gifts make possible through this program. And with the end of our financial year coming up on March 31, a generous friend has offered to double your gift today to help finish this year of ministry strong and reach more people like Jeff in the months ahead. If you've never had the opportunity to support this ministry, please take advantage of this doubling opportunity and give now to help keep the proven truth of God's Word broadcasting strong for you and so many others. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Listen in tomorrow for a special conversation on relationships with Dr. James Dobson of Focus on the Family.